The second caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin, amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noorallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome once again in our new episode of our program, The Second Caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an. Today, inshaAllah, we'll shed light on more branches of knowledge in which Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu possessed excellence in. And it is rarely seen that anyone possesses a great grip on multiple branches of knowledge. Only few personalities here and there or in the history we come across who have this greatness where they have a great grip, a great excellence over several branches of knowledge. We have, alhamdulillah, the revival of Islam, the Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah, who had grip over several branches of knowledge. And ulama, they've numbered them differently. Some even number them beyond 50, some number them even more than that. So alhamdulillah, we have these legendary personalities in the history of Islam who were blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have expertise in multiple branches of knowledge. And this indeed is all sadaqah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, through whom other companions, they acquired knowledge, then tabi'in, tabi'i tabi'in, and then awliya uzam alayhim ridwan, they acquired knowledge from them. And now when we talk about the blessed personality of the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, who acquired knowledge directly from the court of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, who is a fountain of knowledge, who is a source of knowledge, who possesses the knowledge of everything, who has the most amount of knowledge in the entire creation. Subhanallah. So we can imagine that what would be the level of the knowledge of Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu, and how many branches of knowledge he would possess expertise in. So inshaAllah, we'll talk about some of the branches of knowledge that Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu held expertise in. But before that, as usual, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, it mentions that whoever sends salat upon me once, Allah Almighty showers him with 10 mercies and an angel is appointed to convey that salat to me. So how fortunate is the individual who sends salat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, as he showered with 10 mercies of Allah Almighty, and one angel is appointed to convey that salat that is recited by the individual in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. A great virtue, a great honor, a great act of worship, dear viewers, which is sending salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So let's make an intention, a fresh intention, let's say. If up until now we've been lazy in this very act of worship, let's make a fresh intention that inshaAllah azawajal we will send salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam as much as we can, and we will not be lazy in this regard, inshaAllah azawajal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers, today, as mentioned earlier, we will talk about different branches of knowledge in which Sayyidina Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu held expertise in. So let's first of all talk about the knowledge of writing. Now, writing was a very unique skill back in those days, and not everyone had this very skill. Now, when we talk about Sayyidina Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu, it is said that he acquired this skill even during the time of ignorance in pre-Islamic era. And this is also one of the reasons why he radiyallahu anhu was included amongst the scribes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, amongst those who were qatibi wahi. And this subject we covered in our previous episode. And when he radiyallahu anhu became the caliph of the Muslims, the leader of the Muslims, now this very skill of his, which was the skill of writing, the expertise in writing, now this became more apparent to people that what great expertise Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu possessed when it came to writing, because the areas the Muslims had become victorious over. Now, in those areas, when the governors and those people who were sent to collect taxes from there, when they were appointed, then the only means of communication back then was through writing. There was no social media back then. There were no mobile phones back then. The only means of communication back then was through writing. So Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu would write to them, and his writing would be of all sorts. It would be of reformatory nature as well as of political nature. He would be shedding light on political affairs as well through his writing, as well as it would cover many reformatory aspects as well. So this was the greatness of Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu when it came to writing skills, that his writing skills would reflect his brilliance in this very field, where he would guide every person of every walk of life through his writing, which shows the greatness of his in this very field as well. Carrying further, dear viewers, let's talk about the expertise he held in delivering speeches. Now, this again, dear viewers, is an unmatched skill, especially when it comes to a ruler, a leader. This is very, very important for someone to be good in delivering good level of speeches. Now, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he was also a great expert in this very field as well. He was a very, very good speaker. He would deliver speeches in an excellent manner. And again, this very feature was in his personality, even in the pre-Islamic era, during the era of ignorance. And it is even stated by the historians that he radiallahu anhu would take part in those speech competitions as well. And when we talk about those traits, those features which should exist within a good speaker, then we come to know that they were found duly in the personality of Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. So there isn't any weak point that a person could take out from the personality of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, saying that only if Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu also had this very feature in his personality, then it would make him a great speaker. So there was no such kind of lack in his personality. He radiallahu anhu possessed all those characteristics duly that would make him a very good speaker, someone who would deliver speeches perfectly. Now, dear viewers, let's talk about his knowledge for sermonizing, his knowledge for delivering sermons, delivering khutbat. Now, this again is something completely separate field in which Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu had great expertise in. And if we look at the caliphate, the duration of caliphate of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu in totality, we will see that at many occasions he delivered different sermons, different khutbat. His sermons, they comprised of a reformatory nature. They were of different types of ideologies that he wanted other people to adopt. They also comprised of being of a political nature. So when we talk about the nature of his sermons, of his khutbat, they would comprise of several types, which was the need of the time, which was the need for a ruler of this caliber of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu to deliver. So his sermons, when we look at them, they would comprise all different sorts of subjects, of topics, where he would guide the people through his sermons. Inshallah Zawajal, we'll talk about his sermons in more detail in one of our future episodes. Now, when we talk about Ilmul Fara'id, now regarding this, it is stated that Amir al-Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu, he had total grip on this very branch of knowledge as well. Now, when we talk about the knowledge of inheritance, we come to know that this very branch of knowledge, inheritance, this is a very complicated field, and this is something which has most complex queries for anyone to answer. But when it comes to Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he had complete grip on this very branch of knowledge as well. And there were several such issues in which he performed independent reasoning, and he resolved those very matters. Great detail of this is mentioned in the books of fiqh, which we can find, but this depicts the greatness of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu from this very perspective as well, where he had an expert grip in the knowledge of inheritance as well. And it wasn't restricted to only having this very knowledge, but he radiallahu anhu would also encourage others to also learn this knowledge, because this knowledge is very, very important for a person to acquire. Where we find it is very difficult and very complex branch of knowledge, but at the same time we also need to understand that it is very, very important for us to acquire this knowledge. So not only would Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu have expertise in this branch of knowledge, but he would also encourage and motivate others to have expertise in this branch of knowledge, to learn this branch of knowledge. To the extent that Sayyidina Muwarraq rahimahullah, he narrates that Sayyidina Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, he mentioned that تَعَلَّمُوا السُّنَنَ وَالْفَرَائِدَ وَاللَّحْنَ كَمَا تَعَلَّمُونَ الْقُرْآنَ, meaning that learn sunnahs, learn ilm al-fara'id and language in the same way as you learn Qur'an. Allahu Akbar. So Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, he's emphasizing the importance of learning ilm al-fara'id in this very narration. Ilm al-fara'id meaning the knowledge of inheritance, that learn sunnahs, ilm al-fara'id, i.e. the knowledge of inheritance, and language as you acquire the knowledge of Qur'an. So this is how important it is. At another occasion, he radiallahu anhu, he said, تَعَلَّمُوا اللَّحْنَ وَالْفَرَائِدَ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْ دِينِكُمْ, meaning learn language and ilm al-fara'id, meaning the knowledge of inheritance, as they are from your deen, they are from your religion. This is how important it is. This is how he radiallahu anhu also emphasized its importance for it to be learned. Now, as you're talking about language and ilm al-fara'id, we've spoken about ilm al-fara'id, let's talk about language now. Dear viewers, the grip and expertise that Sayyidina Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu had in Arabic language, that was also second to none. He radiallahu anhu was a great expert in Arabic language as well. Now, someone might think that he radiallahu anhu was an Arab. So what's so special about having a grip on the Arab language when you're an Arab? Now, dear viewers, being Arab is something else, and having a grip on Arabic language is something else. For example, being a native English-speaking person is something else, but having grip on English language, English literature, is something else. Every born English speaker, every native English speaker does not have grip on English literature, on English language. Both these things are very different. But when we talk about Arabic language is very, very eloquent, and it is the best language of the world. It is the language of the people of Jannah. It is the language of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, subhanallah. It is very comprehensive language, beautiful language, very fluent language, very eloquent language. So we've specifically been told to acquire the knowledge of language. And Sayyidina Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, as we mentioned, he radiallahu anhu had great expertise in the knowledge of language, in Arabic language as well. Sayyidina Hassan rahimahullah, he narrates that Sayyidina Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, he said, it is necessary upon you to acquire the understanding, the comprehension of religion, and improve your Arabic writing and speaking. Allahu Akbar. We can see the importance of Arabic language that Sayyidina Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu is emphasizing to over here. And nowadays we have Islamic content in English, in Urdu, in other languages as well. But back then, Arabic was the mainstream language. Everything was revealed in Arabic, and it was very important for a person to learn Arabic, to understand Arabic, to understand the rules of the language, to understand the language from the perspective of literature, in order to understand the Quran, of course, and Hadith and other branches of knowledge. So Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu signified its importance moreover here, stating that it is necessary upon you to acquire the comprehension of religion and improve your Arabic writing and speaking. And even in today's day and age, viewers, whenever we embark upon the journey of acquiring Islamic knowledge, then learning Arabic language, learning Arabic literature, surf, nahab, these are very, very important parts of the syllabus. So when we are acquiring the knowledge of Islam, it is even necessary today for us to acquire an understanding of Arabic language as well. So it is very, very important. And how important it is, a great reflection of some of the people even in that era who wouldn't speak Arabic properly or who would use incorrect terms would be reflected in this very narration. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, he narrates that once Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu passed by a few people who were practicing archery. However, they were unable to hit the target. So seeing them, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he said that how bad archery you guys are practicing. To which they replied, "Nahnu muta'allimin," meaning, "O Amir al-Mu'mineen, we are still learning archery." Now, "Nahnu muta'allimin," this reply, this was incorrect from the perspective of Arabic grammar. The correct answer should have been, "Nahnu muta'allimun," not "muta'allimin," "muta'allimun," according to Arabic grammar. So he radiallahu anhu, he then replied to them, "Lahnukum ashaddu min su'i ramyikum," meaning the mistake of your tongue is even worse than the mistake you are committing in archery. Then he radiallahu anhu, he said that I heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam say that may Allah shower mercy upon the one who rectifies his language. Subhanallah. This is how important it is. And through this narration, we also come to know that even in the time of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, those people who were Arabs themselves, even they would make mistakes in speaking proper Arabic. And Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, he would emphasize it to them that how important it is to learn correct Arabic, as it is a fundamental part of acquiring the knowledge of Islam. So from this perspective, we've covered the great grip that Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu had on Arabic language, and how he radiallahu anhu would also motivate and encourage others to have a good grip on Arabic language, to learn Arabic language. Now let's talk about the ilm of ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding this. Sayyidina Zaid bin Wahab radiallahu anhu narrates that Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu stated that out of all of us, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu had the most ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Out of all of us, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu would recite the Quran most. And out of all of us, Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he held the most understanding of religion. Subhanallah. We see, dear viewers, the greatness of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, that the likes of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu are also talking about him by saying that he possessed the most recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would recite the Quran most, and he had the most comprehension of religion out of all of us. Now again, over here, we're talking about the recitation of Quran as well. How much Quran do we recite? How much efforts do we make to understand the deen? How much time do we give to have a comprehension of religion? How much time do we give to learn Islam? Something that we need to ponder upon in following the footsteps of Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. Now, dear viewers, let's talk about the knowledge of qira'at, the knowledge of reciting the Quran and Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. In this regard, it is stated that since Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu was a scribe of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he was a katib wahi, hence he radiallahu anhu learnt the Quran from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam himself. That's why when it came to ilm al-kitab, meaning the knowledge of Quran, and especially when it came to the knowledge of qira'at, the recitation of Quran, then in this regard, he radiallahu anhu was a great, great scholar, because he learnt these branches of knowledge directly from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Sayyidina Imam Zuhri rahimahullah, he states that the court of Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu would be full of young and elderly qurra, those who would recite the Quran. And he radiallahu anhu would also hold consultation with them. And he would say to them that may your young age not keep you away from giving advice, because knowledge is not dependent upon a young age or an old age, but Allah may grant knowledge to whomsoever He wills. So we find from this narration, dear viewers, that Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he would specially hold consultation with the reciters of Quran, with those who would be expert in the recitation of Quran. And then we also find in the Sirah of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu that if he would come across any specific type of qira'at of Quran, recitation of Quran, that he had not come across, then he would investigate into it. He would make sure whether it is correct or not. Now, in this regard, he radiallahu anhu again was very, very strict to make sure that no false form of Quranic recitation goes into the hands of the Ummah. Now, once what happened was that Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he says that I heard Sayyidina Hisham bin Hakim radiallahu anhu reciting Surah Furqan in a certain qira'at, in a certain manner. So Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu says that the way in which Sayyidina Hisham bin Hakim radiallahu anhu recited Surah Furqan, the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had not taught us in that very fashion. So it was near that I would have questioned him during salah, but I stopped myself. So when he performed the salam, I asked him that this surah, the way you've recited it, then who taught you this surah to recite in this manner in which you recited it today? Then he replied that Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam did. So I said to him that, no, you're lying. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam taught me the same surah in another way. So anyhow, he says that I took him in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and I said to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I heard Surah Furqan from him in a manner which you did not teach me. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said to me that, leave him. And then said to him that, O Hisham, recite Surah Furqan which you just recited. So he recited Surah Furqan before the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in the same manner in which he recited during salah. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this surah was revealed in this manner. Then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said to me that, O Umar, now you recite. So Umar radiallahu anhu, he says that I then recited Surah Furqan in the manner which the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam taught me in. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he replied to me that this surah was revealed in this manner. Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Quran was revealed upon seven qira'at, upon seven ways of recitations. So you may recite in whichever method is easy for you. Allahu Akbar. So dear viewers, from this very narration, we also come to know that the Holy Quran is revealed upon seven forms of recitations, seven forms of qira'at. And one of the reasons for this, which ulama have mentioned, is that when the Quran was revealed, then in the Arabian Peninsula, people would converse in different dialects, different Arabic dialects. The people of Najd, they had their own dialect. The people of Banu Asad, they had their own dialect. The people of Hijaz, they would pronounce Arabic words in their own dialect. So if the Quran was revealed on one specific dialect at that very time, and everyone was commanded to follow only that dialect, then this would have been enforcing hardship upon the Ummah. So it was also the need of the time, at that very moment of time, that the Quran was allowed to be recited in these seven forms of recitations. And this is also known Qira'at al-Sab'a, the seven forms of Quranic recitations. So this is how the Quran was revealed in seven recitations. So the narration that we covered also shows that how strict Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu was when it came to following the practices of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and what a great scholar of qira'at he radiallahu anhu was himself, and how greatly he radiallahu anhu would also motivate the reciters of Quran with whom his court would remain filled, they would be gathered in his court. So many pearls of wisdom again we learn from this, dear viewers, that we should also hold an assembly of those who can recite the Quran, those who are closer in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should seek their advice. As Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, what did he say to them? That may your young age not keep you away from giving advice. Subhanallah. So we should also have this mindset that regardless of whether the other person is younger or old, if they give us any piece of advice, we should accept it. rather than ignoring it completely and having ill feelings for him that how come he's advising me? I know better than him, etc., etc. We shouldn't have this kind of mindset. Rather, following the footsteps of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, we should acquire the knowledge of Islam. We should learn how to recite the Quran. We should improve our Arabic reading and writing. We should motivate others. We should be willing and open to the advice of others, and we should be strict in following the Sharia, following the Sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam as well. So dear viewers, this was all from today's episode. Insha'Allah Zawajal, in our next episode, we'll talk about more excellences and virtues of Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu and enlighten our hearts more with his love, devotion and honor. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. So make sure that you remain tuned into Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The second caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu.